Second pack of Ksuvis Mishnah Ches. In the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah was Soisem. The Mishnah held that one witness is kosher to say that somebody is a Kohen. This Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda seems to disagree. Ein Mail Nakula Pi Eid Echad. That Eid Echad is not kosher to verify that somebody is a Kohen in order to give him Truma. Why? Because he holds that Kohanim that eat Truma, we also assume that they're Meyuchas, and we're going to permit them to marry into Kohanic families, which they shouldn't be marrying into, because we shouldn't rely on Eid Echad in respect to Yuchsin, in respect to his marital kashrus. If there's a coil that says that this person has a problem in his kuna, yeah. And it says there's at least two people saying so, then he's not believed. If there is nobody saying, we don't have two witnesses saying otherwise, then one witness is good enough. But Rabbi Yehuda holds it's only if one witness comes and says this person is a kosher kohen. If you have two people coming to the town, each one saying the other one is a kohen, then Rabbi Yehuda holds we don't trust them. Not like the previous Mishnah. Yeah. Why? Because he's concerned there was some deal they made between each other. So l'chayra, this sounds like Rabbi Elazar in the previous Mishnah. Not Rabbi Elazar in the previous Mishnah, in this Mishnah that said that if we don't have two witnesses that say that this person is not a kosher kohen, then Eid Echad will be believed. So he also says that Eid Echad is believed. So the Gemara and Bava Basra explains the machlokes is that it's talking about a very complicated case. This person, we assumed his father was muchzik as a kohen. Then there was a koil that came out that he's a cholol. So now we passed to his son. Then Eid Echad came and said he's a kosher. So now we had an Eid Echad, and the only thing against Eid Echad is a koil. We believe Eid Echad, kosher. Then two witnesses came and said that he's a cholol. And then afterwards another Eid Echad said that he's kosher. So after everything said and done, we have the first Eid and the last Eid that both say he's kosher, and two Eidim in the middle that say he's possible. So the question is, do you put the first and last one together, or do you not? Rabbi Yehuda said you do put them together. That you are mitzaref the two together. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that way. Memeila, we have two that say he's kosher, two that say he's possible, and it's a cheskes kashrus. Uke trei badi trei. Cancel out the two and the two, and you remain with his chazaka, and he's kosher to be a kohen. That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion. But Rabbi Elazar says, no, we're not mitzarev them. Once two witnesses came and said that this is an aid, this is a possible person, and even though now another witness comes afterwards that says that he's kosher, but since he didn't come together with the first aid that said he's kosher, we leave him in the status of being possible, the kahuna, so we have two aidim coming together.